Alrighty, guys, and back here with Amanda to get her answer to what is the one non-negotiable health habit she has that she never compromises on.
So my number one non-negotiable health habit that I'm definitely working on never compromising on is putting yourself first, making sure that your cup is full before giving to anybody else. This is not possible to really give and give from the heart with an empty cup.
Is there any way that you're working on filling that for yourself right now?
Yeah, asking myself, what is it I need in this moment? You know, sometimes it could be inner child stuff. You know, maybe I have stuff coming up and I need to have a conversation with myself. Could be perhaps I have 20 things on my to-do list and my kids are knocking on my door saying, hey, mom, 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 mom. And it's like, I'm overwhelmed right now. Can I please have 5 minutes to myself? So being willing to speak up and express my needs, and also really scheduling time for myself and blocking things off and having a relatively set schedule, a flexible set schedule where, you know, these times are for business, this time is for personal work, this time is for my movement practice, and making sure that I set aside time each and every day to take care of myself and making sure that I am feeding myself before I'm giving to other people.
No, I think that's great, and something that everybody can take home and really implement right now. Because as you said, time for yourself doesn't have to mean, oh, I'm going to go sit down and meditate. I mean, it certainly can be and probably would be a great part of it. But you said just the food, the nutrition, but just that separation. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's business, here is family, here is self. Like, all of these can be chunks to really fill up the cup for yourself in each of those areas as well.
Right, right. And it's also an invitation to sit and ask yourself, you know, if time and money were of no issue, what would you be doing right now?
It's a great question to ask.
Yeah, and really be willing to give yourself permission to start taking action every day towards doing that. It's like, you know, we're all moving into winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's like, you know, what would I rather do around, you know, 12, 1 o'clock? Would I rather be sitting inside on doing business on my computer? Or do I want to get outside and get that vitamin D while I can in a natural way and then come back? You know, even if it's just, you know, a half hour. And sometimes giving time to yourself could be 5 minutes and sitting and saying, you know what, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to sit down and do nothing. I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to breathe. Or I'm going to give myself permission to sit down and have a cup of tea every night. And just starting small. And sometimes for people, it's realizing, like, geez, you know, I really don't do anything for myself. And moms are really good at that. Super guilty at, let me take care of the kids, the family, work. And then before you know it, it's like that cycle repeats, 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 repeats. And mom's on empty and has nothing to give.
Well, I think if everybody put themselves first a little bit more, we could all really expand that consciousness, really help cultivate that global shift that we talked about before. So, again, Amanda, thank you so much. That was a fantastic answer. Hope everybody gets to give themselves a little bit of time every single day.
Thank you, Nick.